We are about set to get some information. The information we get every Friday at this time of the year from Bob Lucy and Rich Kimble on The Game Plan. Our Black Bear reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. By Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. Go to BennettAutoCenter.com. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit CreativePrintService.com. Well, we got Rich and Bob on the line, and welcome in, Rich.
Hey, thanks very much, Bruce. Yes, indeed, we are ready for Black Bear football on the road again this week to, I would say, certainly the most challenging place to play in all of FCS football against, I think, the gold standard in the FCS ranks, the 9-time national champions from North Dakota State, Bob.
Well, I would agree with that, Rich. They have a record of 184 wins, 28 losses in the Fargo Dome, and they've won 79 of their last 81 home games against non-conference teams.
And opening day, particularly the home opener, going pretty well. What is it, 24 straight home opening wins?
Yes, 24 straight home opening wins. You know, they're a team that knows who they are, and they like to run the football, and they want to control the line of scrimmage, and that's what they do. They've got old-school fullbacks that weigh about 235 pounds, a big tailback that weighs 227 pounds, a road grader offensive line, and they're just going to come at you. If you look at their first game, Rich, against Eastern Washington, they rolled up 337 rushing yards in that game, and they had a lot of contributions. They always have dual threat quarterbacks, as we know. Cam Miller is an outstanding quarterback. He was their starter last year. Cam Miller was 18 of 24 passing. He ran for 83 yards, averaged 9.2 yards per carry, and had a rushing touchdown. Then they bring in another guy, Cole Payton, who's 6'3", 230 pounds, the Nebraska Gatorade State Player of the Year, and he runs for 104 yards and a touchdown, and he averaged 17.3 yards per carry and had a 70-yard touchdown run. That's who they are. And it's been very successful for them. I don't see them changing that at all. And it makes a real challenge for anybody that comes in there, not only with the offense and the defense they have, but the Fargo Dome, about 19,000 people, and they've got it ratcheted up very high. It's a great atmosphere for them.
It's like the old days of the Packers sweep. Here's what we're running. See if you can stop it.
Absolutely. I almost expect to see Vince Lombardi walking around on the sidelines with a rolled-up program.
Now, they were at a neutral site last week. They played at the Minnesota Vikings Stadium in that game with Eastern Washington. As for the Black Bears, it was a trip down to Florida to take on an FBS opponent in Florida International. Maine came up short. 14-12, it's now six straight losses going back to last year, and many of them by heartbreakingly slim margins, including that one. But there were a lot of good things in that game last week, and I think we start with the defense, where the Black Bears were back to being the black hole.
Yeah, I thought Maine played at swarm level defensively the entire game. It was one of those suffocating 60 minutes of attacking on the snap by them, and they played their hearts out. They got great play, I thought, from Isaiah Henderson, the Boston College transfer. He had five tackles, two tackles for a loss, a sack, and a forced fumble. And it wasn't just him. They were all over the quarterback after that first quarter when they finally kind of settled in a little bit.
Yeah, Xavier Holmes had a big game, five tackles for the Black Bears, two for a loss, a sack, and a forced fumble. I thought the linebacker corps played very well for Maine, too.
Yes, they did. Darius McKenzie led the team in tackles with six tackles. I thought what they did defensively that was so impressive, Rich, is not only holding them to 13 yards rushing, the fewest rushing yards that any team has had against them since Weber State had -1 in 2018, but they really did a nice job getting off the field on third down and fourth down. They were 3 of 12 FIU was on third down situations and 0 of 3 on fourth down. So Maine did a really good job getting off the field, attacking on the snap, and limiting their possessions.
And they'll be tested this week against this North Dakota State team that last week converted 8 of 14 third downs.
Yeah, they're always good on third downs because they do such a good job running the ball in first and second down. They're manageable third down situations, Rich. And, you know, if you look at this team historically, they are very effective with what they do, and they really do a nice job on third down. It was 51% over 15 games last year they converted third downs, and they had 50 rushing touchdowns last year.
Offensively, you talk about that road grader offensive line for the Bison, but Maine showed a little bit of that last weekend. And I think looking at the numbers, Maine's O-line is actually a little bigger than North Dakota State's. They did a nice job last week, especially opening holes for a true freshman running back who made one of the more impressive Black Bear debuts we've seen.
Yeah, I thought their offensive line did open up some holes for sure. They had 165 yards rushing on the ground. Tristan Keenan, who you mentioned, 108 yards on 24 carries. And I think what they did is they established a physical presence on both sides of the ball, and they said, we're going to run the ball and we're going to stop the run. And they did a pretty good job of doing that. It'll be a taller order this weekend.
John Gay had a nice game last week, too, with 82 yards on 11 carries for the Black Bears. And we both like the fact that a lot of guys got involved in the offense. 9 different receivers last week had receptions.
Yeah, you like to see that. You want to make sure that they have to defend all of the playmakers out there. I think what they're looking to do this weekend is to try to stretch the defense a little bit more, see if they can get a long ball down the field. They didn't have a lot of long passes last week, and they had a lot of pressure. And I think the key for them is they need to keep a clean pocket. They need to roll Robertson out a little bit more. They need to establish the ground game so that the play-action pass will be effective and a little deceptive.
And interestingly enough, this is the first time that the Black Bears will go to North Dakota, but it almost happened back in 2001. The Bears were scheduled to play the Bison. It turned out to be just a few days after the events of 9/11, so understandably that game was canceled. So for us, it's good to finally get a chance to visit Fargo and North Dakota and check off another state on our list.
Well, absolutely. This should be a great environment. It's a city that loves their football, and I think that Maine's going to play very well. I think they're going to bring out the best of Maine, and it should be a real fun atmosphere.
And for the Black Bears, a chance to knock off the highest-ranked opponent they have ever beaten. The best they've done was back in the 2018 playoffs when they beat Weber State, who was ranked number 3 in the country at the time, North Dakota State right now number 2.
Yeah, and when you think of those games, I never forget the Weber State game. The atmosphere of the Weber State game, ESPN2, Maine played so well. Maine has not beaten a ranked team since they beat Albany, who was number 13 back in the spring season of 2021. But Maine has that ability. We've seen it over and over again over the years to rise to the occasion. Starkville, Mississippi. 9-7 win by Maine. Nebraska, sold out crowd. Maine's in a 1-touchdown game in the fourth quarter. They need to really come ready to play. I think they will, and give it everything they've got. I think I'm hoping, Rich, that Maine can get a little bit more production from their passing game. And they can use those playmakers in space, dump the ball down to them, get the ball down the field a little bit. I think that would be helpful. This is a North Dakota State team that returns 8 offensive starters, but only 4 defensive starters. And most of those are in the linebacker crew, middle linebackers, strong side linebackers, and one of their defensive tackles. So they're a little inexperienced in some of the other positions, although they had, you know, a lot of those players get game time. They weren't starters.
And I think you approach this almost like you do against those FBS opponents. If you can get to the fourth quarter and be within a score, that's your goal, is to make it a 15-minute game.
Yeah, and they don't beat themselves. They're very good in terms of minimizing penalty yards. Last week, 4 penalties for 35 yards, no turnovers from North Dakota State. Maine has done a good job of that, too. Maine only had 5 penalties for 50 yards last week. Maine was +2 in the turnover margin. They forced 3 turnovers, only had that one fumble. So I think that's going to be key as well. And Maine's got to get off to a good start, and they've got to finish in the red zone. We know that. That didn't happen last week, and that hurt them.
Well, and as we know from some of those venues you mentioned, but also places like App State, at Nebraska for a while, at McNeese State, the only thing better than playing in front of a big home crowd is playing in front of a quiet big home crowd.
Well, that's right. So hopefully Maine can take that loud atmosphere away by just good play. But I think, again, this is a great opportunity. This is a measuring stick game for your program. Maine wants to be like a North Dakota State, one of the top teams in the FCS year in and year out. What better way to find out what that's all about than to go out there and play them?
There you go. 3:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon Eastern Time. The Maine Black Bears, the Bison of North Dakota State. Let's go back to the studio with Bruce and Carrie.